Hong Kong Rita Podcast.
It's my great pleasure and to share with you the latest information and the policies in the industry. And we all know that and after the 14th five-year plan and with the development of a circular economy, and it is a new stage, so we can observe the changes in the policies around the world. And so firstly, and I am going to share with you the international and national policy changes. First of all, from 2021, and we can see to tackle the climate change, the countries have issued a variety of policies, especially from 2019 to 2023, EU ESPR and carbon boundary mediation mechanism, and has pushed the industry to make changes. And if we look at the circular economy in China, and China has proposed the carbon peaking and carbon neutrality goals by 2030 and 2060 respectively, and China central government has issued a number of policies, and especially in textile industry, from water conservation, energy saving, and we have proposed a new positioning, green, fashionable, and sustainability. And in 2022, the Department of the Textile Industry and together with other ministries, and we have released opinions on implementation of a circular economy, and we have proposed 9 task focuses, and in 2023, and to cope with the current needs and in the industry, and we have also released a guideline for textile industry with a series of policies, and the development mode of the textile industry has transformed from the linear development to circular economy. And if we look at the policies in EU and in China, and we will see some changes in the green trading, and the production modes at the factories are upgrading, for example, towards a low carbon, green and sustainable direction. And now if we look at some policies and guidelines, and I just list some points here, especially in the 14th five-year plan. We can see in the mid-term of the 14th five-year plan, and recycled fiber output production volume has reached 5 million tons, and reaches a part of the goals in the 14th five-year plan. And for chemical and fiber industry, circular economy development direction, and we know that the circular economy in this industry mostly refer to the recycling of the chemicals and the fibers. And so by 2025, we hope the green fiber percentage will be uplifted to 25%, and the bio-based chemical fiber and regradable fiber volume should grow by 20% year on year, and especially by leveraging the new technologies and the cross-industry circulation and the scale up, etc., and we can achieve such goals. And I will skip some details because there are plenty of goals. And here are the latest action points. And from 2022 to 2035, actually the guideline and has been released in March. And today I would like to emphasize the 7 tasks, and especially to give you an explanation of the different actions, and there are some elaborations about the circular economy, and maybe you pay much attention to the technological progress, and we know that there would be some innovations in the processes and the technologies, and this is a focus because we need to rely on the technology. and to boom the development of the industry, and especially in terms of the recycling and the equipment and processes of buying and finishing companies, and especially and the technologies for comprehensive utilization of resources have been incorporated into the key technology promotion list in China. And we will also highlight and the sustainable design, and we propose the five principles, and the material consistency, the extension of lifetime of materials, sustainability, and other innovative products. And we needed to consider the circularity and recyclability of the materials from the very beginning of the design. So in the future, the apparel will not be just fashionable or nice looking, but we need to take materials, the auxiliary materials, the zips into consideration, whether they are recyclable, and so as to reduce the cost of recycling. In terms of the social responsibility, and we need to build more platforms and to develop some systems and the standards, and to support the development of the whole industry chain. And in terms of coordinated development across regions, and we propose that, and we need and to lay out some production bases and around the cities, and so as to boost the comprehensive utilization of resources. And we will be aligned with the goals of the central government and to implement the corresponding measures, because based on our basic research and the textile waste, and especially the post-consumption waste from recycling and to the degrading and to recycling, and if the radius is over 500 kilometers, and it is meaningless, and because the carbon emissions will have a big impact on environment. So we hope China can establish that from coastal areas to West China, and centered around the 5 million population, and we can establish the sorting bases and for the waste. And so we propose to build some sorting bases. And in the other hand, and to drive the supply chain management, and we are actively working with the international brands, and we develop the standards and especially the procurement standards for some new materials. And we will also develop an internet platform in the textile industry, and we hope we can digitalize everything, and so as to improve the efficiency. And another important thing to us is the talents. Circular economy is a new field, and some previous talents and cannot meet the current needs. So in recent 2 years, and working with some universities, we set up some new disciplines, and we also cultivate some talents, and then they are working in different companies, and we hope and they can work together and to bring us more human resources. And I would like to mention that in 2014, if we come back to the policies I have shown you at the beginning of my presentation, and in 2014, and the China Textile Industry Association, and to advocate the green goals, and we proposed a concept that the old apparel zero disposal. That means we try to minimize the waste, and every year we have some special action plans, and currently. And we have studied the recycling path for Dong, the polyester, and cotton, and viscose. And so from some special actions by brand owners, and in some cities, and we evaluate. And from the post consumption textile products and to the recycled materials, and we also check the economic feasibility and technological feasibility. And we have done a lot of research around this topic, and you can search for some information on the internet, and I just give you some hints. And I'm looking forward to listening to other experts to share some of specific actions of their companies. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.
Find out more about us at www.hkrita.com.